Hello, I'm Sue Montgomery with the BBC News. Aid agencies have warned that a humanitarian crisis in Syria, caused by fighting around the northern city of Aleppo, is turning into an utter catastrophe. Thousands of people are fleeing a Russian-backed government offensive, Imogen Folkes reports.
The Red Cross says at least 50,000 people have been displaced from Aleppo by the recent fighting. In the city itself, water supplies have been cut for the last 2 weeks. The pumping stations destroyed. Electricity and fuel are running short. The usual routes the aid agencies use from Turkey south into Syria are now blocked. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders says at least 3 hospitals it has been supporting have been hit by airstrikes.
The Turkish leadership has launched scathing attacks on the United Nations and the US over their response to the deepening crisis in northern Syria. The Prime Minister, Ahmet Davutoğlu, accused the UN of hypocrisy.
Some circles are not lifting a finger to end the crisis in Syria, and the Russian bombardments are causing these streams of refugees, as there is nobody who dares to tell the Russians they must stop this. The same people are saying that Turkey should open its borders. I see it as hypocrisy.
The US Justice Department is bringing a federal lawsuit against the city of Ferguson in Missouri in an attempt to enforce reform of its policing. The US Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, accused Ferguson's police department of systematic failings that disproportionately affected the African American community.
The residents of Ferguson have suffered the deprivation of their constitutional rights, the rights guaranteed to all Americans, for decades. They have waited decades for justice. They should not be forced to wait any longer.
The shooting dead by a white police officer of a black man, Michael Brown, in 2014 became a flashpoint that sparked a national debate about police violence. The multinational food and drink company Nestlé has ended its partnership with the world governing body of athletics, the IAAF. It cited fears that the negative publicity associated with recent doping and corruption scandals in the sport would affect its own reputation. Nestlé was sponsoring an athletics program for children. The IAAF president, Sebastian Coe, said he wouldn't accept the decision. Our correspondent, Richard Conway, assesses its impact on the IAAF.
Financially, it's not significant. It's more reputational. It's that drip, drip, drip effect of scandal and problems surrounding the sport. Every time they've tried to get on an even keel to try and start to implement change, something else happens. In terms of getting back on the front foot and trying to reestablish some reputation, some integrity, this is the last thing they need.
BBC News. The United States Senate has overwhelmingly backed draft legislation to toughen sanctions against North Korea. The bill targets the country's ability to finance the development of nuclear warheads and the missiles needed to deliver them. It must now go back to the House of Representatives, but its expected agreement will soon be reached on the measure. In the United States, 2 more Republicans have dropped out of the race to become the party's presidential candidate. They are the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, as well as the former Hewlett-Packard chief executive, Carly Fiorina. This report from Laura Bicker.
The New Jersey governor had been banking on a strong finish in New Hampshire and spent a lot of money and time in the state. He branded himself as the candidate who could tell it like it is, but in a crowded field of Republicans and with a dominant frontrunner in businessman Donald Trump, Chris Christie struggled. He could only manage 6th place. The former Hewlett-Packard chief executive, Carly Fiorina, has also dropped out of the race. There are now 7 Republicans left, all heading to South Carolina for the next vote in this contest. It could prove pivotal as the party searches for an establishment candidate who could challenge Donald Trump for the nomination.
Prosecutors have called for a life sentence for the former leader of Chad, Hissène Habré, who's standing trial in Senegal on charges of crimes against humanity. The special prosecutor said there was enough evidence to prove the dictator had had tens of thousands of political opponents killed during his 8-year rule. A specially recruited group of priests and monks with enhanced powers of forgiveness have begun a year-long mission to absolve the sins of Roman Catholics in some of the farthest-flung corners of the world. The 1,100 missionaries of mercy have been hand-picked by Pope Francis and have been given license to forgive transgressions. BBC News.